Good morning, I'm John Slagers. A new business is preparing to open in Lamar's. Love's Travel Stops is a national brand with some 340 locations nationwide. Jason Maines is the general manager of the Lamar's site.
They looked at it as an area that just needed a store, and it's far enough away from our store in Sioux City that it's not going to really impede them that much, and that's the one thing the company's looking at. We're doing an expansion. We expand about 40 stores a year, and this is just one of the areas they looked at as a good community that could be really supportive of us, and we can really be supportive of the community.
Maine says the site across from the Wells Blue Bunny headquarters off U.S. Highway 75 will be ready for business in a couple of weeks.
Well, we're going to open the doors on the 29th. 22nd is when we're going to take possession of the building. Once that happens, they'll start sending in trucks of shelving, merchandise, and we'll get that all put in that six-day window and be ready to open on the 29th.
The Love's location is described by the franchise as a mid-level store.
The store I came from was a very high-volume store, so we pumped a lot of diesel through there. This is going to be more of a mid-volume. We're not going to be pumping as much diesel through the pumps as the other stores are, but you know, I'm looking to see how far we can go and how much we can do, and I'm really hoping to get a lot of good business out of this, because the better we do, the better it is for everybody.
Maines transferred to Lamar's from Aurora, Nebraska. He and his family are excited about becoming part of their new community. The Orange City Council this afternoon will hold public hearings on the disposal of several parcels of city property. One parcel is a residential area adjacent to the new elementary school, which is under construction. 26 residential lots are to be included in that parcel. Across the street from the school is another 20 acres of city property, which is to be sold to a firm which will create the proposed canals development. The council will also consider a revised bid to purchase playground equipment for the proposed Puddle Jumper Park. Another bid for the remainder of the park's amenities will take place this fall. And the city is going to drill test wells to enhance its water supply. An agreement with two landowners will be considered today by the council to move forward with that project. There are still dozens of teaching jobs open in Iowa. One expert says many schools across the state have multiple openings just weeks or days before the school year is set to begin. Mark McDermott is the associate dean at the University of Iowa College of Education. He says they routinely get calls from dozens of Iowa's 300-plus school administrators as fall approaches, checking to see if there are any recent graduates available to fill teaching jobs. While hesitating to say most schools in the state are short on teachers, McDermott says many districts are seeking help in virtually every type of course and grade level. He also says part of the shortage may still stem from the so-called Great Resignation that came about during the pandemic, as many workers retired early or simply left their positions in industries to seek something new. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Negg says the drought continues to be an issue as the state's crops head into their final stages before harvest. He points out that a lot of things can happen through the end of August and into fall that can make or break a crop, but it depends in part on whether growers see any other significant rainfall. Still, Negg says commodity prices have been strong and they expect pretty good yields across the state. Other than rain, he says the big caveat is the price of everything, namely fuel and fertilizer, along with continued supply chain disruptions. And Deirdre DeGeer, the Democratic candidate for governor, says some of the state's surplus should be directed to improve Iowa's mental health care system and other priorities. She told a crowd of people at the Iowa State Fair's political soapbox that $1.5 billion is sitting in the state's rainy day fund, and it's currently raining on mental health care, on education, on health care in general, and on child care. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.